It was a good thing Nathan gave him that Jeep Grand Cherokee. As Cedric figured, no one had been out to the cabin in years. There wasn't a clear path for him to get there, so he was basically making his own path as he plowed through untouched snow. Luckily, it wasn't too deep. When he pulled up to the cabin, he got hit with a wave of nostalgia. This place held his fondest memories. He and Nathan were closer as kids. Keyword, closer. It didn't mean much. His parents didn't seem as distant back then either, by a little bit. Those were the warmest times he remembered, but they still weren't warm. It was like that lukewarm, uncomfortable feeling when the hot water started running out during a long shower. It was the cold association of familial ties that held all snows together. The cabin was frozen in time. Except it had some wear and tear. It was built well, strong and sturdy, but something neglected would always fall to ruin in the end. It was time to resurrect it. Cedric didn't know how much maintenance would need to be done, but it'd all work out. He was confident in that. He'd make do. Cedric pulled out bags of groceries he bought on the way here, since the place was probably stripped bare, and any food he might find inside would probably be grossly expired. It was best to come prepared. He was about to step inside the cabin, when he noticed a sheet sort of fluttering in a window. The window was completely smashed in. Odd. Or maybe not. This was private property, but Cedric supposed a hunter could have come down this way for the wildlife and decided to be a vandal. It still seemed strange, though. He walked over to the busted-in window, and his sharp eyes scanned the newly made tracks around the cabin. A couple of someones had been here recently. Wolf and human. Or wolf shifter. There were two pairs of wolf tracks and two pairs of human tracks. Likewise, one wolf's paws were adult size, the other adolescent. The same went for the human tracks. Wolf shifters then.